Hello, hello, and welcome to the Feminine Magnetism Podcast with your host, me, Halai. So, so happy to have you joining in into this space where we talk about all things intuition, alignment, and pleasure power. All the episodes that you're about to listen to are completely unplanned, unedited, and divinely channeled live streams converted into audio for you. So that means that they are a little messy and imperfectly perfect, just as is the magic of the feminine. Hope you enjoy. I want to share something that is really practical for what happens oftentimes on Mondays. If you're in kind of a low vibe and you're not able to bounce back, or if you're having just like nostalgia from your weekend, or just haven't had a proper transition from your Sunday to your Monday. How to get yourself out of a low vibe. And this is actually me yesterday. So I woke up yesterday morning and I was just like, ugh, like feeling kind of grumpy and just dissatisfied and lost, not really sure what I wanted to do. Like nothing felt good. I had no sense of direction or just really any sense of desire. Like what would even make me feel good? And sometimes when we're in that state, it's actually because we're carrying a lot of dense energy. When you quite literally can't imagine, okay, how could I feel better? What is it that I actually desire? It's really hard to see that when we have heavier energies that we're still holding on to, we haven't yet released. And I could sense that there was something that I was still grasping onto, because this is about the time that I'm supposed to start my cycle and I just wasn't coming. It was being put off. And I was noticing like there's something still in me that's still being held on that my body's not releasing right now, and I can feel that restraint. And so I've been getting back into certain practices, but some things that are kind of coming in and out as life itself changes and as my mood changes. So I'll share practices in relation to what I'm doing. So right now our building, it's awesome. It has a steam room and a sauna, a whole spa area. And it was closed for months, but it's back open. And I've been making a really big intention on just the experience of what's happening when I take advantage of the spa. So what you can do, and whether or not you have access to this, is that if you're finding you're in a low vibe, start off by getting yourself a glass of water. So filtered, clean water in a nice glass, ideally not plastic or anything dirty. You want it to feel like it's a high vibrational glass itself. Plastic obviously is a little bit less pure, and so it's better to use a glass. Glass that you like, fill it up with water. And before you go out to either do a workout or a steam room, sauna sesh, basically before you get a sweat in, put your intention of what it is that you want to feel into the water. Okay, so if it's like, I want to feel more abundance, I want to feel just more energized, a sense of aliveness, awakeness, if I want to feel a little bit more soft and gentle, forgiveness, just leave that there. Put that intention in the water, and in the time that you're gone, maybe you leave the water maybe somewhere by a window where it's getting some light, maybe not directly under the sunlight if you don't want it to bake. But where it's actually able to receive some light. So it's charging the intention with whatever it is that you chose to put in there. And while you're away, while you actually physically distance yourself from this glass of water, it is charging and it is actually activating whatever it is that that intention holds. And water itself is very malleable. So the crystallization of water is constantly changing depending on the energy around it and the intention that's put into that energy. So it'll actually take the shape of whatever that vibration is that's being put in the water or that is in the vicinity. So if you are speaking loving thoughts and sending love to the water, it'll actually change in these beautiful snowflakey patterns and hold that shape. It's actually so beautiful to see it. And you can watch videos of this and just how water changes its calcification or crystallization depending on its environment. If it is like surrounded by negative energy and just bad vibes, low vibrational thoughts, it will turn into like a mush, like this puddly, disoriented, like mush. Like that's literally all I can describe it as. And you, again, you can see the photos. It's like one end where it's in the vibration of love. It's this beautifully super defined, sharpened crystals. And then on the other end, it's just like a mess. Like the crystallization is just sporadic. It has no sense of cohesion, no pattern, no unison. And it's really hard to identify what it even is. So you can see how the water itself changes shape depending on the vibe that it's around. So what you'll do is you'll put that intention and then you'll separate. And so either you are doing a workout or you take yourself to a steam room, sauna, lay out in the hot sun if you're somewhere warm. Summertime for most of us. So put yourself in that energy, in that environment, and imagine the sweat that's dripping out of you is that low vibration, heavy water that's leaving your body. So since our body is made up of like 80% water, so much of the shape of this crystallization is held inside of our body. And so when you take that intended space to get a sweat in, more than just, you know, getting your endorphins going or working out just to feel good, or even just being in the spa just because it relaxes you, putting your thought into the water that's leaving your body, because the heaviest energetic compound will leave first. That's just natural. So whatever is the heaviest energy in your body will be first to fall off. And when you're in there, when you're sweating, you can imagine it melting right off of you, that the heaviest part is dripping down. And when this water is leaving your body, you're actually opening up space for this well-intended higher vibrational energy to come into you. So when you come back to your room and your space and you revisit your charged water, and you can leave like crystals by it as well. You can have like a whole setup with flowers and candles and just like make it a little altar where your water is held. You come back to that space and you drink your water. You now have your body nourished with high vibe energy. And so you've let go of some of the dense energy that you've held on to, and the way that your body's actually taken the shape of that dense energy. It's become home inside of your body. You let that go, and now the space can be filled up with something that is more in alignment with the direction that you're going. And it happens so naturally. So when you take this effort, make this effort to take in water that's more intended towards what it is that you're yearning for, you're naturally changing your vibration. So it's a really good practice to not have to do inner work all the time or really dig into the whys or, you know, have an emotional release. Sometimes we're just not in the mood for that. Sometimes you don't feel like crying. Sometimes you don't want to talk about it. Or you don't need to understand the why and have that big picture to come to a realization of what it is that you want next. So we can naturally change our vibration by doing these embodied practices and just bringing more conscious awareness to what we're letting go and what we're inviting in. This practice is so good. I literally swear by it. Yesterday I actually had one of my favorite days in a while, and I met so many new girlfriends that I totally vibe with, and that was something that I was really craving. And I woke up super grumpy yesterday morning. So the day turned completely around after I did this practice. And the second piece, also part of what showed up for me yesterday that I want to share, is having, you know, either being part of a community of women through a mastermind, a women's circle, just friends within your own community, but having space just to kind of talk and speak into existence the messiness. The messiness that is our human reality, that is the feminine itself, that is just being a regular person in this human life. Because yesterday was so fun that we just basically had a moment of just saying like, yeah, my life's a mess. Like every day is a mess, and I don't know what I'm doing, and I have nothing together, and I'm still hoping that, you know, I can get this more on track or be more on time in this way or that, whatever. We have all of these things that are just quite messy about it. And to just speak it into the space without any solution, without making it mean anything or without staying in this like complaining, self-deprecating dialogue, to simply speak it into existence. And so there's something extremely powerful, and that ultimately is how women's circles function, is you can just simply allow what is the truth, that my life is a mess, but there also is this knowing that it's going to kind of stay that way, that I'll never have it together, and that I'll never reach a moment where I'm so proud of everything that I've done and I'm just like living exactly how I'm supposed to be living. Like, there's always going to be an element of messiness, and to simply just allow that to be there, to hold space for that, to acknowledge it, to throw it out there, to let it be heard. And I can't even explain how good it felt yesterday to just say those words together, to just kind of own, like, yeah, I fall off when working out sometimes. I eat like shit sometimes. I spend way too much money out of nowhere sometimes when I know I want to be saving or have intentions towards saving. So it's all over the place. We have different realms of messiness. And there's something so beautiful in knowing that that just is this human existence. And so creating that space, not making it like, oh, we need to be better, or let's work together, or hold each other accountable. Sometimes that is so unnecessary. Like, there might not be a solution. I might always have this element to my growth. Even as I'm evolving, there will always be this ounce of, this little mush over here, or this little window of time, or this version of me is messy. And I love it. So bringing that just more into your space, talking it into existence, and just giving yourself permission for it to be what it is without solution. Those are a couple of things that you can do to get yourself out of a low vibe. Is to, one, do this practice of removing the toxic, low vibrational water in your body and replacing it with more high intended energy. And two, to simply speak into existence, what is it that you're feeling? Not having to solve it, and not letting it define who you are or mean anything more than it just being what it is. So I encourage you to play around with this practice. Try the energy work with either like a steam room sauna, if you have access to that in your community pool or gym or in your building, or if you can even just do that once a week. If you can get yourself a hotel pass, a resort pass, like, there's all these options. So if you don't have access to that, you can get access to that. There is such an availability for a spiritual experience to happen in a sauna, steam room, but really all of that, just because we're releasing so much when we're in this intensity of our own sweat. To put yourself into that space, it's actually a very meditative experience. So I encourage you to seek that out if you can. Otherwise, even if you're just like laying out in the sun, letting yourself bake a little bit, or going on a run and changing the intention of the run from what am I actually releasing? Like, let me let the toxins from my body come out so that I can make space for the next energy that I am calling in.